off to Asia in a few days. This was our phase to prepare and then depart for Asia. So we're looking forward to going there, particularly in Mauritius. Very few of the members, students, and devotees there ever come to Kwayadinam, so it's a wonderful opportunity to see them all again, and of course, everyone in Malaysia and Singapore as well. So I thought I'd share this morning some of the messages we're taking with us on our trip. Main message is parents are the first guru. And that ties in, of course, to the positive discipline that we've been emphasizing for a number of years and the nine qualities of cultivating, nine qualities to cultivate in children. That whole area of the nine qualities comes out of positive discipline. In other words, positive discipline has to be in place first, even to talk about these other areas. So these are like refinements or extensions of what can be done in a home where positive discipline is in use. So I was preparing this talk yesterday, and always the first thing I do when I prepare a talk is I look at Gurudeva's daily lesson, see what's there, and because it's amazing that the timing of the daily lesson and the events in life quite often coincide in a very interesting way. So, of course, what would the sutra of the day be on? Positive discipline. Main message in the trip. So, just to read that sutra. Siva's followers direct children through affirmations, meaningful chores, and rules that are clear and understood, teaching that mistakes are opportunities to learn and focusing on solutions instead of punishment. So what stood out to me in reading that, I read that many times, is the word rules. I recently read your article, Tara, on the schooling experience, and what stood out to me was the need to establish clear rules. You know, that was really fundamental to anything working right in the classroom. Was the rules needed to be understood, and the consequences of breaking the rules needed to be understood, and of course, those consequences had to be reasonable. Couldn't be outlandish. So having a system like that in place is totally necessary in order for a situation to use positive discipline. So anyway, I was impressed with the idea of rules. So we're taking this talk on the nine guidelines. Going to give it in all three countries. It's our one dominant speech. We're going to even give it on television in Mauritius. They've arranged the television interview, so we'll get positive discipline and parents as the first guru out there in television on Mauritius. So the nine guidelines, just to read them, so we all have them in mind. Brown ink on brown paper in half light. Okay. So they all begin with a P. Remember that? That's begin with a P. The first word begins with a P, and either the last word or the second to last word begins with a C. So that makes it easy to remember. Positive self-concept. Perceptive self-correction. Powerful self-control. Profound self-confidence. Playful self-contentment. Pious character. Proficiency in conflict resolution, parental closeness, and prejudice-free consciousness. Those are nine qualities. Certainly the largest gathering on the trip will be the gathering in Mauritius at the spiritual park the day after Ganesha Chaturthi. For some reason, the public holiday is the day after Ganesha Chaturthi. Don't know why. But anyway, we're having a large event on that day, September, I think it's 11th, and should have well over 1,000 people in attendance. It's famous for generating lots of attendance that day. It's being publicized and have some government VIPs there as well, we hope. So we're working on a simple message for that situation. The 9 parenting beliefs is too complicated, 9 parenting guidelines. So working on one on Lord Ganesha and how the worship of Lord Ganesha helps us control our emotional nature, control the negative emotional states. So this was written up in the newsletter, just like the Yeravan Building Fund has a newsletter here, which we all see. In Mauritius, they have a newsletter for the spiritual park. It doesn't come out monthly. It comes out every 3 months. And so in addition to the news and the lists of contributors and activities coming up, there's a message from me that goes in it. And so this is one of what went out in the last one. The worship of Lord Ganesha brings many benefits to those whose devotion is deep and who have learned to feel close to him. You may be wondering what it means to feel close to Ganesha. It means he is a good friend with whom you share your life, its successes and shortcomings, joys and sorrows. He is to you a real being who simply happens to not have a physical body. One of the benefits he bestows is to stabilize our emotional nature. His blessings can keep us from falling into the negative states of mind, such as fear, depression, insecurity, and anger. Ganesha's blessings keep our consciousness in the positive states of mind in the Muladhara chakra and above. Truly, the spiritual park is an auspicious place for the worship of Lord Ganesha due to Satguru Savaya Subramanya Swami's powerful vision of Ganesha bathing in the Rempa River, Chai Panchamukha Ganapati. So that will be the basis for that talk. And it's interesting. Human nature is consistent throughout the world. We all have the same problems. We all have the same experiences, joys and sorrows, ups and downs. So I wrote this message about, I guess, 3 weeks ago, and I've had to find it 3 additional times to send it out on email. People write in and say, help, help, I'm having trouble with this, I'm having trouble with that. And what can I do? So if it's something to do with emotional control, then I've been pulling out this message because it's just very good general advice. You know, if you're having trouble with your emotions, going up and down, joy and sorrow, depression, anger, resentment, feeling upset about this and that, resentful, whatever, angry. The worship of Lord Ganesha is a very good solution, but you have to feel close to him. You have to have made him a friend. Otherwise, it doesn't work. We have another message. We're going to work into that same event. It's one we gave a while ago, a number of months ago. It's on satsang. Participating in satsang, a gathering of good souls on a regular basis, is very stabilizing to our religious life. We are influenced more than we realize by those we associate with at work and elsewhere. At work, at school, and elsewhere. As Guru Vallabhar says in the Koral, as water changes according to the soil through which it flows, so a man assimilates the character of his associates. Another verse, even perfect men possessing the mind's full goodness are fortified by pious fellowship. When an individual seeks guidance for the problem of not living up to the spiritual principles previously upheld, which happens every few months, get an email in. Somebody says, I stopped my sadhana, this and that, or I haven't been doing sadhana for years. What should I do? So it's that case. When an individual seeks guidance for the problem of not living up to the spiritual principles previously upheld, the advice given is to attend a satsang regularly, as that will help catalyze one to resume one's spiritual practices. In other words, you have to associate with people who are doing spiritual practices in order to sustain it if you've stopped. If you're going along fine, maybe you can do it on your own, but if you stopped, you won't be able to start up again usually unless you associate regularly with other people who are doing it. That gives you enough critical mass, so to speak, gives you enough momentum to restart your practices. Thus, it is particularly inspiring to see the first Sunday of the month public worship of Lord Ganesha at the spiritual park gaining momentum. Jai Panchamukha Ganapati. So that the members there, particularly the Kulapati, have been very inspired about having this first Sunday of the month special. So on the first Sunday of the month, the members do a homa by themselves. They do a simple homa, and the public comes, and they do bhajan and give a talk in Creole. And it's building up nice attendance. Some people are very appreciative, and they say, get comments like, gee, it's so nice to come and worship where the people worshiping are religious. Those doing the homa are doing it in a very devotional way. They're not used to seeing that. So that's a good testimony as to the sincerity of the members there in their worship.